Hi there, and welcome to the Natural Beauty Podcast. In this podcast, we explore everything related to natural beauty. With guests from the heart of the natural cosmetics industry, we engage in important discussions about the state of the sector. Together, we share insights and exclusive behind-the-scenes stories. I am Satu Mäkinen, founder of the European Natural Beauty Awards, and I will be your host as we dive into these topics. Make sure you click the subscribe or follow button so you won't miss the coming episodes. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Natural Beauty Podcast. Today, I have a guest here in the studio. I'll be speaking with Melina Viking, the event director of the Natural Beauty Show. Natural Beauty Show is a dedicated trade fair for the Nordic region, showcasing things such as latest trends, inspiration, and products in the natural and organic sector. The Natural Beauty Show has become the leading trade destination for the beauty industry to explore natural and organic products through the introduction of new partnerships, feature areas, and trending topics. Very importantly, as the European Natural Beauty Awards, we are collaborating strongly with the Natural Beauty Show this year. So what does this mean? If we talk a little bit about the dates, so the Natural Beauty Show within the Nordic Organic Expo will be organized in Kistamässan Expo Center in Stockholm, Sweden on October 9 and 10. Also on October 9, the first ever in-person European Natural Beauty Award ceremony will be held in the center of Stockholm. So bringing these two events in the same city together, we really want to create a natural and organic beauty capital of the year in Stockholm. Together, we will organize an exclusive brands meet retailers speed dating space, which is like a speedy networking event. This is open to the European Natural Beauty Award shortlisted brands, as well as the exhibiting brands at the Natural Beauty Show. So if you're either a shortlisted brand for the European Natural Beauty Awards or a exhibiting brand at the Natural Beauty Show, you can access this event. We have already shared information about this, but if you have not received anything, let us know so we will get back to you ASAP. I'm so excited to have Melina with me here in studio today. She has cultivated an extensive network of brands, producers, buyers, distributors, retailers, you name it, across Scandinavia and beyond, and particularly within the natural and organic sector, of course. In this episode, we will discuss all about our collaboration, and Melina will also share more details and behind-the-scenes stories about the trade show in Stockholm. So without further ado, let's get to the episode. Please welcome Melina Viking.
Welcome to the Natural Beauty Podcast, Melina.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Yeah, this is very exciting. We have a lot to cover today. And of course, first of all, it's very exciting to start this partnership with the Natural Beauty Show, or Natural Beauty and Health Show, should I rather say, that you're being called this year. But before we get and dive deep into all about the trade fair, perhaps we could talk a little bit about you. If you would like to share who you are and what is your background and how did you end up working with the Natural Beauty Show?
Yeah, of course. So I am working as the event director at the moment for the Natural Beauty and Health Show. And I have been with the company that run this event for just over 8 years now. So it's been quite a long time and quite a journey from when I started. And so this event, of course, has always been for the natural and organic industry. And yeah, it's just so nice to work in a sector that is so open to sort of different individuals, different products. And just kind of seeing how the sector has developed since I started even has been such a journey. So I'm just really excited to be working within such an incredible sector with individuals that I love working with, like such as yourself, for example.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, it's an interesting sector for sure. And the passion behind everything that people work on, what they create, is just incredible. So I can totally agree with that. Were you working with the event from the very start when basically Ecoliving Scandinavia, was it called at that point when you joined, or were you there also creating the event itself?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I actually came in as a sales executive on the show, and this was back in, it would have been 2016, and the event had then been running since 2012, which is when it started. So it has been on quite a journey since 2012, where we actually launched the event as Natural Products. And then we rebranded in 2018, I think, to Eco Living Scandinavia. This year, we're kind of targeting in a little bit more on the beauty side. So we're really honing in on the Natural Beauty Show as the kind of key name that we're going to be using to promote exactly what it is at the show, which is quite exciting. So I've had sort of various positions within the company when we first launched the show and when I started working on it. So it's been everything from sort of the sales and like partnership side to kind of more of an event manager and now sort of event director, where I'm much more hands-on with sort of partnerships and kind of seeing the wider industry and where it's going as well, and making sure that we follow where the trends and everything is heading with the event. It's so important for us to keep current with everything that's happening around in the world, and of course in Scandinavia as well.
Absolutely, there's been quite many changes already, and now, like you said, this year you're rebranding kind of very strongly towards the beauty side as well, so very exciting to be part of this as well as a beauty initiative ourselves with the European Natural Beauty Awards. So very, very interesting year ahead for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Has it always been in Malmö before, in Malmö, Sweden, as it's been like the past couple of years, or has it been somewhere else before as well?
Yeah, so we did launch the event in Malmö initially back in 2012, and it has been running there ever since. It was sort of a natural city to be in, to be very sort of in the middle of Scandinavia and also with such an easy access to the rest of Europe. That was sort of the main idea with Malmö. As I don't know how many of the listeners have been in Malmö, but it's of course also really easy to hop across the bridge to Copenhagen. So it's such a natural city for especially collaborating with between Sweden and Denmark, I would say.
Absolutely makes sense. But this year you're moving to Stockholm, as so are we.
Yes.
So, would you like to share a little bit about why this change and what are the main points?
Yeah, of course. It's such an important change that we're doing with the event this year, where we have sort of seen the interest levels coming from Stockholm for the last 2-3 years. And we sort of decided that this year was the year that we're going to make a change. And it's so important to follow where the industry wants us to go as well. So we don't want to be sitting here saying, you know, Malmö is the best location, because if that's maybe has been, but moving forward, buyers and brands want to meet the Stockholm buyers even more than before. So that's kind of the driving force behind it. And I think, you know, it opens up so many more collaborations between us and, for example, European Natural Beauty Awards, where, you know, it's quite exciting to be hosting a physical award this year for the first time. So I think Stockholm is just the perfect location for it.
Absolutely. I mean, I can agree from our side for sure that, first of all, organizing the first ever live event, in-person event, is something huge for us and very exciting. And then we've had the Nordic Natural Beauty Awards in the previous year. So honoring this past, perhaps it's also nice to organize it in the north. And Stockholm is quite a central location also from the Nordic perspective. So in that sense, it works really well. What we've been talking a lot with you as well is that it's amazing to create like a capital of the natural beauty.
Yeah, right.
And have everything happen during the same day so that everyone can get the most out of those days at the same time. So
yeah, it makes so much sense. And you know, Stockholm is still such an easy access, as you mentioned as well, between the rest of the Nordic countries. Stockholm is also the biggest city in the Nordic countries, so it just makes sense to have an event that should, you know, it's such an important topic and important brands that exhibit, so it just needs to be in the front and center where everything is happening.
If we talk a little bit more about then the Natural Beauty Show itself, I mean, you shared a little bit, it's been changing and growing. Has there been something else that it's been changing?
So I think from the beginning, we didn't even have a dedicated area for beauty products when we first had this show in 2012. It's something that sort of naturally grew out of the interest of brands. So brands would come to us and they would see the name Natural Products and be like, oh, is this for us? We're a beauty brand, but there's no dedicated area. So just within like a couple of years, we started actually putting together an area for these companies because there was just such a big interest, both on the brand side and also the buyer side. So the way it's developed has just come very naturally, which is great. And it just has been growing every year, both in terms of visitors and the brands that are coming to exhibits. And one of the key things as well is that a lot of the international brands are also joining us to, you know, they want to explore the Scandinavian market. They want to see how buyers work and, yeah, get in touch with those important people.
Mm. I mean, you already mentioned there the Scandinavian market. Perhaps we can talk a little bit about this because you've been following this for quite a while now. How do you see the Scandinavian market, perhaps how it's been changing, or how do you see it at the moment, for example, for the brands to enter if somebody's listening from further away?
Mm, absolutely. I think, Sati, you're probably the best to talk about the Finnish market, if anything, which of course, the Finnish market, I think, is way more advanced than the rest of the Scandinavian countries, I would say. And please correct me
definitely
if I'm wrong.
Definitely interesting. Yeah, definitely interesting market. Yes. Yeah.
And there's so many interesting Finnish brands as well. But, you know, if you look at the Swedish market, for example, that has steadily grown over the last few years, and it is one of the sort of highest in the world as far as the reports that I've been following over the years. It's currently sitting, I actually had to have a look at the report this morning, and it's currently sitting at 5-7% of the total market in the natural beauty sector, which is really great. And there's lots of innovative brands that are coming out across Sweden and Scandinavia as well. So I don't know what the market is like in Finland for the total sales. I don't know if there's a company that reports on that, but I can imagine that it's very similar. And it's one of those things where people are becoming more aware of what they're putting on their skin. And, you know, the fact that mascara goes in your eyes and, you know, if that's full of chemicals, that's going to lead to bad eye health in the future. So those kind of driving forces are really sitting at the backbone of where the market is heading. It's not just about the food that we eat. You know, skin is our biggest organ. Why wouldn't we treat the skin with the same respect as our sort of bodies?
Absolutely. I'm sure it goes a lot hand in hand with the overall awareness what's happening in the world. Like, for example, with the food industry or organic food and all this, it's been out there for way longer. So of course, perhaps the growth of that, we can see it across the board, whether it's trade show or whether it's different awards perhaps or so. Then, for example, natural cosmetics, you could say it's trending way later. And now we can see the impact from the consumer side, also in the trade shows like you do.
Absolutely. And I think even if you walk into a shop or a store today, you'll definitely find something that is marketed as natural and organic on just even a supermarket shelf. So that's alongside being more mainstream, I think it's just helping the market. And I think, again, going back to also the European Natural Beauty Awards and what you're trying to do with bringing the really cool glamour to a market and industry that's really needs it. It's just fantastic to see. So I want to congratulate you on that as well.
Well, thank you. Since the beginning, I really wanted to create basically what has been there for the beauty industry all along. I mean, it's been more the conventional beauty industry that has had the glamour and all this. And the natural cosmetics market has been more for the hippies and the green, and it didn't have the same touch. But I personally think the true luxury is the natural cosmetics, so I kind of wanted to put that touch on it as well. So
absolutely, I think, you know, the fact that it is a market that is so incredible with innovation should be glamorous enough, and I think just highlighting that is really good. So I look forward to seeing more of that.
Absolutely. Of course, it's something also regarding how do we perceive things? What do we think is luxury as well? These are also questions that perhaps as a humanity, we also need to think, maybe rethink, actually.
Totally agree.
Regarding what we've been doing before. But something I wanted to ask you, perhaps regarding the market, since we were already talking about Scandinavia, but do you also organize two different fairs, one in London, for example, and one in Madrid, and they are, of course, very different markets. Do you see some differences between those those trade fairs and differences in the natural cosmetic industry between those areas?
That's a great question. Yeah, so the event that we have in Sweden was originally born out of our event from London. So the Natural and Organic Products Expo, it's been running in London since, I'm going to go back to the 80s even, I think. So it's a very strong event and it's been going for years and years. And again, also very much developed in the line with the market changes and things. The natural beauty market in the UK is also very advanced, I would say. You see a lot of brands on supermarket shelves that are natural, organic. There's a lot of focus on health stores. So independent health stores is a big, big deal in the UK. And most of them will have probably just ranges within the natural and organic sector. You'd very rarely see a conventional product on those shelves, which is fantastic. And of course, you might have heard of Holland & Barrett, which is a huge retailer in the UK as well. They, of course, are front and center with natural and organic cosmetics as well. But of course, the UK market is much bigger than the Scandinavian market as a whole, I would say. So even if, you know, the percentage of natural and organic is maybe probably not sitting at 5 to 7% as in Sweden, the actual market value of that is still significant and much higher, I would say, which is fantastic. And then, yeah, we also have Madrid, which is another exciting capital in Europe. Have you been to Madrid?
A couple of times, actually, yeah. Yeah, I've been. I've never been to your fair, though, because, of course, due to COVID reasons, the past years was different, right?
Yes, it absolutely was. So, so the Spanish market is, again, it's of course, very different. Spanish women are, people in general are very sort of keen to present themselves in the best way. So again, it's a very exciting market. I wouldn't say that I'm an expert in it, so I wouldn't want to say too much, but it's growing again with the trade show that we run there. So I would say that that's a quite good reflection of what the market as a whole is like as well.
Absolutely. And there are interesting innovations coming from Spain, UK, and also the Nordics as markets themselves as well, what I see through the European Natural Beauty Awards. So very interesting markets for sure to host the trade fairs as well.
Definitely. And they're just such different market as well. The fact that we have a trade show in each of them is kind of, I guess, reflectant of the fact that there's a need for different ones and not just one big European one for those specific markets. It is quite different in the way that people operate, how you market your product. I wouldn't recommend sort of someone who would want to have a Nordic product and launch on the Nordic market to have the exact same design on the Spanish market, for example, because they have different values and they look at different things when it comes to consumers. And yeah, you probably know more than I do on that too, but it's interesting to see and think about as well.
Absolutely. You do have one company basically organizing these different fairs. Do you have some sort of collaborations between each other, or do the same teams actually work in many events, or how do you organize that?
Yeah, so we have, so each of the events will have their own event director. So the way I work on this show in Stockholm, but then between us, we always have monthly meetings, and the marketing teams across the shows also are heavily involved with each other. So it is important for us to understand and see how the different markets are developing, because we also want to make sure that we cover relevant topics in the seminar sessions that we run at the event. So obviously you did a really interesting session with Oriol from Bioeco Actual at the show in Malmö last year.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to have those different perspectives and making sure that people can see the trends from different countries, different regions, and find inspiration that way as well.
For sure. Well, if we talk a little bit more about then the Scandinavian version, because of course that is your key area as well, how does a brand go about if they would, for example, like to exhibit with you or be in collaboration with you in some sort, or would like more information, and where should they start?
Yeah, I mean, a good start would be to either contact me directly or go to our website, which is nordicorganicexpo.com. There's all the information about the event and how to book a space, how to get involved as a partner, or anything to do with the event as well. We have also actually just launched a Nordic Markets overview page where you can see some of the key retailers in the Nordic market, distributors. So I'd really highly recommend having a look at those, especially if you're a brand thinking of the Nordic market, because it's one thing to attend a trade show and there's another thing to know who to look out for and understanding how to present yourself and your products as well. That's extremely important. But I would be more than happy if you contact me as well, because I think it's so interesting to hear about the different products and brands and sort of where they're coming from and the people behind them, which is just so important. I think that's what's so unique about this industry as well, is getting to know not just like a brand itself, but it's actually someone who is behind this brand and has created this and from potentially nothing, which makes it so exciting as well.
Oh, absolutely. I can totally agree. I mean, building the awards, there has been so many interesting stories and just keep coming. And it's always very inspiring to hear the stories of the personalities behind.
Yeah. And, you know, we also love to share those kind of stories on our blog that we have on the website. So there's so many possibilities to get your messaging or your brand or your story behind the brand as well out to a really interesting audience. And I think it's just interesting for us to be able to share that with potential buyers and distributors who come to the show, because it's a great way for them to get a little bit of an insight into the brands before they come as well, so that they have that kind of backstory already and sort of will know a little bit more what they're looking for.
Absolutely. You mentioned already that there could be things to consider when entering the Scandinavian market. Would you have some thoughts about it, or some general ideas what is good to consider perhaps when entering the market?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first of all, kind of looking at the design of your product and the labeling, of course, is going to be quite a big deal with entering into any market, because you want to make sure that you appeal to the audience that you're trying to sell to, of course. That's one thing. But I think also just kind of understanding who is important to look out for. For example, there's a few key players on the Scandinavian market who are quite dominating. So knowing who to look out for, like I'm thinking Kicks is as an example. That's a big beauty chain here in Sweden, Norway. It's not in Finland, is it, Satu?
Good question. Kicks, I think it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, so they're of course sort of one of those big Nordic retailers to look out for. And, you know, doing some research, who is potentially coming to the event, who would you meet, what are their requirements? And that's where also we as a team here who work on this event, we're more than happy to also guide and, you know, give those kind of tips to you as well as a brand. So always come and ask us and we're happy to help.
Oh, that's amazing, and huge help perhaps for somebody who is quite new to showcasing as well and all that. Would you have some tips for somebody who's thinking perhaps for the first time showcasing their products? When is the good time, first of all, to start thinking about this? Would you have a say on that?
Yeah, I mean, we do have, for newer brands, we have little startup pods, which is a great way to kind of get introduced to the event at a fairly low cost as well, where it's great to test the market and get that kind of instant feedback. So I think just having an opportunity where you can meet face to face with buyers and distributors in the first place, that's just a really great start. Even if, you know, you come to an event and you're maybe not as prepared as you'd want to be, you do have that opportunity to get that feedback straight away. And then the next time that you come, you would know exactly what you need to change, which is really good.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think booking in and, you know, testing the market, and speak to us as well, and we can help you with anything that you have questions about, or if there's any particular areas of your brand that you'd like to have feedback on as well, then the team is here to help as well.
That was an interesting point that you said, you're perhaps first time not as prepared as you would love to. And that is often the case. We can never be perfectly prepared for something the first time. But it can also work very well in a way that if you're kind of testing how it's working, and if you get feedback that you should maybe change certain part of, I don't know, whether it's packaging or something else, you haven't invested so much yet for all the perfect production
exactly.
before you actually get that feedback. So it can actually be quite positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even you can come super prepared and have done everything right, and there might still be something that you get feedback on that you'd want to formulate and change the next time. So you have to kind of always, yeah, just look at the market and then take that feedback on board. I think it's so important. And, you know, that's what the trade event is all about. It's connecting brands with new partners and buyers and making sure that you have that feedback, which is so important.
Yeah, you mentioned they're already meeting different personalities such as buyers and other industry professionals, but which kind of benefits can brands expect from attending a fair, or if there's something else that's happening that can be very interesting as well? Or
Of course, well, first of all, of course, the European Natural Beauty Awards will be happening on the first day of the event, so that's of course
absolutely amazing.
The main thing I want to mention, but the other thing that we have really seen a huge interest in over the last 2 years when we've been running the event has been focusing on influencers as well. Mm. So this year we're actually launching the program again. It's called Influencing Green Beauty, where we invite key influencers from across the both natural and organic sector, but also conventional, just because we think it's so important to reach out to those kind of mainstream influencers. You know, they have a really big impact on the products that people buy. So we're launching the program this year with Naturligt Snygg. I don't know if you've heard of them, Satu.
Yes, I've heard.
Yeah. So it's going to be quite exciting. So they have, it's a sort of web shop who is focused on natural and organic beauty products. And they also have some blogging and a really great team that reviews products and recommend products specifically to some of their customers. It's a really personalized service that they run. So they're going to be helping us with the influencing program this year. And they're also kind of in a position at the moment where they're really interested in targeting these kind of people who are not yet converted to buying natural and organic. Mm. It's so important to get those people on board to keep growing the whole market as well. So we're really excited that they're also focusing on the same kind of area that we're seeing the growth in. I don't know if you have seen the same, Satu, with like kind of, yeah, focusing on those sort of more mainstream, not specifically dedicated to green, natural, organic beauty.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are different kinds of influencers or bloggers. We have been collaborating a lot with those ones that focus on natural cosmetics a lot, but also, let's say, for example, overall beauty influencers that they test and review all kinds of beauty products. So their audience is already interested in beauty. But then, of course, when you bring the message about natural cosmetics across, then that kind of may awake interest in new kinds of profiles as well. We've been also collaborating with influencers or bloggers that have, let's say, lifestyle blogs or motherhood children blogs. That is one time of a life when people get really into thinking about which kind of products they use, which kind of ingredients they want to involve in their lives. And the different kinds of influencers or bloggers that we've been collaborating with. And it's nice to see the overall message go across the board. And there are a lot of messages coming through that thank you for the discoveries and all that as well.
Mm. Oh, I can imagine. And I think that's actually really interesting with the whole kind of as people become parents at some point in their life, if it happens, then that is the one time that they start focusing on the natural and organic products. So I think that's really interesting and really great to kind of hone in on those people as well, who have that great influence and really promote this whole industry to other people.
So yeah, absolutely amazing that you do have this influencer program within the show, but you also have a lot of different speakers, like you shared How are the topics, or how do you choose speakers?
So we have a program on a stage in the beauty area of the event. So we host normally sort of back-to-back speakers throughout the 2 days of the event. One sort of key session that we have is where we make sure that we have a representative from some of the major certifications in Europe. So last year we hosted a session with EcoCert, Natru and NOC Sweden at the fair. So that was quite an interesting and healthy debate about how the market is developing and why certifications are sort of one of the key elements and driving forces behind those things. So that's one part. But then as an exhibitor as well, so as a brand, if you have a really interesting story to tell, we do open up the program for brands sometimes as well, if there's a really cool or interesting story.
Absolutely. There were amazing talks last year. I had also the pleasure to be part of some of them as a host and as an interviewer, yeah, and as well as a speaker. But I know that you have just published this year's the seminar program, which looks incredible. There are many familiar names from all sides of the industry. Very exciting talks coming up for sure. I'd be very happy to lift a couple of things. I was just checking on the program. And of course, I'd like to highlight one session that is happening on day two, so on October 10th in the morning at 10:30, called Navigating Green Beauty, Trend Certifications and Communication Strategies, since we will have our Masha Shibani from the European Natural Beauty Awards, so our COO, the power lady behind our operations, is joining on stage then as well. You will have Dr. Mark Smith from Natru, Maria Åkerberg, so the CEO and founder of Maria Åkerberg, the brand, as well as Povila Sundjintas from Euromonitor International, talking about really interesting topics.
Yeah.
Knowing Masha, I knew this is going to be a banger set for sure. So I can warmly suggest this to everybody. But overall, the whole program that you have published looks incredible.
Yeah,
there are many familiar faces to us as well. For example, Dr. Mark Smith is in our expert jury, as well as a couple of influential jury members are part of some of the talks. So there's Agneta Elmegård, the beauty editor from Aftonbladet Livsstil, as well as Johan Magnusson behind Scandinavian Mind, and also Dominika Shirek from Poland, very influential personality what comes to natural cosmetics. I'm very excited to go check out all these talks. I can warmly welcome everybody to check out the program.
Yeah.
I can link the seminar program and the website directly on the show notes below. So whoever is excited to go check it out now straight away can click directly from there.
Definitely.
This is an amazing way for you to kind of contribute and grow the awareness of different topics, because of course there will be visitors, is a trade show, so mainly from the industry, but perhaps from one specific part of the industry, so who want to know more about certain sector or things like this as well. Do you see this also in interesting factor that perhaps somebody is more interested in food and then they also learn about the beauty side, or the vice versa?
Absolutely. So of course this is a trade event, but when you look at the fundamentals of us as well, we are all human beings. So we see this across the event a lot, where people from the beauty industry, they'll have, you know, maybe a personal interest in the organic food side, or food buyer who, of course, are interested in purchasing the latest natural and organic beauty products as well. So those kind of like across sector integrations and sort of interactions are so important, and we see that as a good opportunity to just grow each of those areas and for people to learn across sectors, so to speak, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And one kind of a question that I had is what exciting innovations are you seeing in Nordic or Scandinavian natural cosmetics market, perhaps in terms of when it comes to ingredients or packaging or sustainability practices and others?
Yeah, of course. So in the past, we have seen just such incredible innovations. And, you know, it's anything from sort of mushrooms in skincare to repurposing ingredients, which has been quite a big trend I have seen lately as well, where it's all about repurposing. It could be the packaging being repurposed or the ingredients in the products as well. And another really interesting one that I think is where products and brands are looking at simplifying routines and beauty routines. It's been obviously very trendy to have the sort of K beauty routine, which is a lot of steps and a lot of different products. But in maybe I'm also sensing the feel of wanting to make it more simple and maybe having one product that would do multiple things, and simplifying those ingredients in those products as well. So making sure that they're as pure as possible, which is, it's an interesting development from sort of a 12-step skincare routine to a more simple way of life. So those are some of the really interesting innovations I've seen.
I can agree with this, the minimalist way of thinking whether it comes to beauty. It's perhaps in one way at the core of natural cosmetics, because in the end, it's also the sustainability aspect is very strong, and the less we use in a way, the more sustainable it is, very simply thought. And so this is, of course, trendy. I don't know if there are differences between different countries, even within the Nordics, and of course in Europe as well. Coming from Finland, I know the beauty routines have been very simple since I know beauty routines since a child, more or less, but it is more or less sauna and something to hydrate and that's it. So perhaps that's why in Finland specifically the minimalist skincare routine has been so successful these years, but it's nice to hear that it's...
Yeah, but that's really interesting with the, I think you touched on something there as well with the hydration, because the Nordic countries, it's so dry in the winter. I think products with like really good hydration, they tend to do really well on this market as well. I don't know if you've seen the same in Finland, but it's all about moisturizing, right? And making sure that you're skin is as hydrated as possible.
Absolutely, I do see that. And there are a lot of brands, of course, within the Nordics as well that really focus on that, because they know the customers that, and they know themselves that in the wintertime, the air is super dry, whether it's outside with the snowy weather or inside with the high heating, that dries a lot. So that is definitely one aspect. And maybe touching on that, I could add as well that sensitive skin is quite common, perhaps because of the rush weather and all this as well. So,
and the sauna potentially as well.
Yeah, it's not helping too much, to be honest, because it's very dry and hot. And there are a lot of people who use also something very, very hydrating, such as balm, face balm, to protect their skin when they go to sauna. So that can be a little beauty tip here between the talk.
Yeah. But I think just to touch on sort of going back to the trends as well, I think also mentioning ingredients in skincare that necessarily isn't native to the Nordic region has been really interesting. So over the years, I've seen anything from kind of donkey and camel milk to snail serums and things like that, which is not typically something that we would put in skincare here in the Nordics. We're maybe focusing more on pine and, you know, berries and things for our skincare. So I think having something, an ingredient that's unique to a different region is really interesting as well, just to mention.
And there you probably have a point that could be quite key to success also within a trade show, that if you have something different than others that are exhibiting, would you say?
Definitely. Making sure that you stand out from the crowd is a really good tip for exhibiting, of course. So any kind of cool, interesting ingredients that you don't find in the Nordic region, yes, I would recommend coming over.
If we think of a little bit about the fair, perhaps another point, since... Okay, let's put it this way. The natural beauty show and all this is, of course, about natural beauty and natural cosmetics, but we see a lot of the technology growing also in beauty space and all that. Do you see this at the fair already? And do you see it can go hand in hand and grow? Or do you think it's almost kind of against the naturality of products?
I think that's a really
I don't know how to think about this myself either, but yeah.
No, I think that's a really, really interesting point to make. To be honest, we don't see a huge amount of technologies with companies exhibiting at the fair. It is much more about the sort of product itself, but I'm not definitely again saying that that wouldn't be something that could go hand in hand, because I think as a natural industry, we also have to always keep on top of what other sort of conventional brands are doing. We need to make sure that we follow and keep up with those trends to be current and to continue growing this market as well. So we have had some technologies in the past, but it's been more sort of unique exhibitors, I would say, and not a huge amount of them. But any kind of technology, whether it's coming to sort of an app on a phone, that can be really interesting at the show for sure. I think it would be interesting to see over the next couple of years where in, for example, the agricultural industry, there has been quite a lot of hot topics about AI at the moment. So I feel like that's going to sort of come into the beauty industry and sector very soon as well. So it will be a topic that will be highly relevant.
Where AI has been seen more in the beauty is, of course, helping to measure, I don't know, for example, hydration status of the skin, or to choose the exact correct makeup color and these kind of things. That it could be also very helpful in certain cases, especially nowadays we order a lot online or this kind of thing. So, of course, that could be quite helpful as well. For a lot of things.
And I think actually one technology that we have seen at the fair before is like a skin analysis, where it's a camera that takes like really high resolution images of your skin to identify if you've had any kind of skin damage or sun damage and what products would be best suited for your type of skin. So I think those are great ways to just kind of direct people in an area of what products to use. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something that works against the sort of natural industry. It can just enhance those kind of products and help people navigate which products to use as well.
A lot of different topics. What about, are there any other future topics, or how do you think the future will look like when it comes to natural beauty industry?
Yeah, that's a big question.
Just a small question.
Yeah, I think it's so, as humans, we're always wanting to know what the future holds, right? That's in our nature to want to make plans and see what we're going to do in 5 years' time. But as I'm seeing it, I think natural beauty and cosmetics is such a growing industry where we know as a human race that we shouldn't be working against nature and we need to work with it. So I'm predicting and I'm seeing the future as just growing within this sector and growing with the sector as well. I think it's so important that we, as people who are already in, sort of we're already converted to these products, it's so important for us to also keep spreading that word. And I try to always talk to my sort of younger cousins and family around me and friends that I'm using these types of products. So yeah, I think it's a sector in growth, and I don't see it reducing at all. I'm only seeing that it would increase in size and in volume.
I absolutely agree. I mean, that's what I have been seeing growing the awards since 2020, the first year. It has grown so much within these 5 years. I mean, the change is already drastic.
Yeah, I mean, look at it.
I mean,
yeah,
exactly. I mean, the whole industry itself, of course, but there are a lot of new brands popping up all the time. And I feel like there really is space for new brands, actually, because the conventional has been giant. And so meanwhile, it's transforming the small players. I feel like they can take space quite fast because they can pivot faster. They can, you know, make choices that might take longer for bigger companies to change. So
absolutely. And I think, you know, with so many kind of great platforms as well for brands to explore and use at the moment. So, you know, being part of the awards and, you know, booking into a trade show or having that kind of sense of community somewhere.
Absolutely.
It really helps each other to grow and find these kind of niched markets where there is more potential than potentially other markets, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So welcome everybody for the Natural Beauty Show as well as the European Natural Beauty Awards, both. Do you see like similarities within the brands that are showcasing with you? Are they mainly smaller or is there really this kind of profile?
Yeah, so the majority are smaller brands, I would say, which is one of the reasons I think is that they're so interested in exploring new markets. And like you say, they have that kind of capacity and capability to make decisions quickly as well, whereas bigger brands maybe are, they want to come to an event, for example, it might take them years to find the right person, almost. That's an exaggeration, but they're so kind of set in a way that they work and do things, and they don't have that sense of innovation like the sort of smaller to medium-sized brands do. So that's really where we're seeing the interest levels, and also kind of the distributors within the region. So a lot of distributors also have a stand at the show where they will showcase all of sort of their latest brands that they have taken on into their portfolios to showcase them to the buyers as well. So it's sort of, yeah, a good mix of distributors and sort of smaller, medium-sized brands as well.
That is an interesting mix.
Definitely. And, you know, it's also so important for us to kind of involve people with really good like purchasing power at the show, where, you know, it is from sort of the bigger chains, and it's so important for us to target those guys because they will have an impact at the end when they start selling those products to consumers. Those kind of bigger outlets are of course really important, but then, you know, working with a good distributor in the region who can help with branding and can help with ingredients lists and everything that you might need to know is just such a big help as well.
Absolutely. Well, now we will have the next Natural Beauty Show in Stockholm in October. Do you have some other news about it? Like, I mean, of course, the change of the city and the name is already huge, but do you have some new features or highlights or things like this that you're planning for the show?
Yeah, so as part of the collaboration with Naturligt Snygg, we're also going to be launching a concept where they're going to pick out products from the fair that they think are sort of the most up and coming products on the market. Mm. So if you're exhibiting, that's going to be a great opportunity to kind of showcase you as being one of the front runners within this. But I think, you know, the biggest thing that we're doing is, of course, this partnership with you and the European Natural Beauty Awards, where we love joining forces with any kind of people or organizations or associations who are all wanting to push this industry further. So I think having like a physical award on day one after the event is going to just really highlight and celebrate all of these amazing individuals who are behind the brands and the brands themselves. So I think, yeah, there's a few bits that are happening.
Absolutely. This is very interesting. All our partnership that we're growing this year with the physical event in Stockholm with the European Natural Beauty Awards, and having the Natural Beauty Show also in Stockholm, and having like a few days of natural beauty full on. Just very exciting. Here behind the scenes, very, very beautiful ceremony coming up in the evening as well for the awards. So
yes, it's going to be so glamorous. And
I know.
I'm talking to this with like everyone already, and everyone is so excited. There's just, it gives that little extra to something, which is just so, so exciting. So
it's been really like realization point as well to think about that such a like beautiful gala or ceremony hasn't existed in the natural beauty industry before, at least within European level. If anybody knows, let us know. But but in a way that, you know, I feel like these products that are so innovative, gorgeous packaging, and they're like, in my opinion, the true luxury, I feel like they really deserve this sort of event as well. So
100%.
That's what we're creating here.
It's just giving people what they deserve. And, you know, it's been a long time coming. And I, like you said, I don't know any European-wide events that celebrate the natural and organic products. So I think it's just such a unique opportunity. And the fact that it's in Stockholm as well is, you know, just so exciting, because of course I'm based in Stockholm. So
yeah,
it's coming back to my hometown for the first time as well. So
yeah,
I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we started in 2020 when COVID hit the town. So of course, for the couple of first years, it was a bit tricky to organize anything physical. So it was kind of obvious choice to be online. But little by little, we've had so many questions and everything. And I feel like this year, the collaboration with you guys and all this, things just make so much sense. So we're finally doing this. But well, if somebody wants to join the Natural Beauty Show, you already mentioned a couple of things earlier, but we will link all the links also in the show notes below. So whoever is interested can click directly from there or contact you perhaps as well, Melina, directly.
Yeah, I mean, I would be more than happy for everyone to contact me directly. So it's mviking@divcom.co.uk. That's my email. Or love to connect with you on LinkedIn as well. So if you have LinkedIn, just search for my name, which is Melina Viking. Like the Vikings, I'm going to have to say. Because that's the question that comes up every time. and of course, just head over to our website as well if you're interested to just kind of find out a little bit more information about the Scandinavian market or about exhibiting as well. So that's nordicorganicexpo.com.
Absolutely. And you can be also followed on social media. And I mean, I know that you have nice videos there to see a bit like how it's going to feel like, the event itself. And
yes, so we do have Instagram as well. So that is, I'm thinking we can link to that if that's okay. Satu.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll link all the handles in the show notes, the website. I can also put your email in case. So that can be directly from there.
Yes.
Well, it's been quite a long moment. We've been chatting here all about quite a lot of Nordic natural beauty as well, but different markets as well. Would you have some final words, perhaps wishes for the event to come?
Yeah, I'm just so excited to have this partnership, and I'm just really wishing and wanting that it's going to be the huge success that we know it's going to be. It's such a big potential. So I'm just looking forward to having yet another successful show in collaboration with you guys. And yeah, can't wait to see everyone in Stockholm.
Oh yeah, that will be the best part, to finally meet people, because of course, being like we have, for example, within the awards, we've been working online and through the screens all these years. So
yes,
it will be wonderful to finally meet everybody in person as well. So cannot wait for that.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Satu, for doing this and the podcast. It's great. And yeah, just you have such a great community with people and brands. So yeah, I admire all of your work that you have put into this.
Oh, thank you. The same. But yeah, we'll see you in Stockholm then.
Yes, see you in Stockholm.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Natural Beauty Podcast. Make sure you have subscribed or you follow the podcast so you won't miss the coming episodes. If you know someone who would love to know more about the subjects that we discuss in this podcast, make sure to share this episode. Join the conversation on our social media channels as well, on Instagram and LinkedIn @European Natural Beauty Awards. Until the next episode, bye-bye!